My guest at this time is Jeff Steyer. He's a senior fellow at the Consumer Choice Center and a policy advisor at the Heartland Institute. We want to get his reaction to the Trump administration announcing that the Food and Drug Administration plans to pull all non-tobacco flavored vaping off the shelves in the coming weeks. So, has President Trump joined the nanny state, or is it the government's responsibility to address public health concerns when they see them? That's what we'll get into in the next few minutes. And Jeff, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be back with you, Greg.
Most folks could probably guess from your organization, the Consumer Choice Center, where you're coming down on this issue, but let's break it down. This announcement comes in the midst of a number of deaths and hospitalizations due to vaping, and as the lead vape company known as Juul comes under scrutiny for allegedly marketing to minors. So with that backdrop, what was your initial reaction to Trump and the Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar unveiling this approach to vaping on Wednesday?
Well, this is really a troubling perspective, not from a consumer choice aspect, in as much as just a simple public health approach. Public Health England says e-cigarettes are 95% less harmful than combustible cigarettes and encourages people to switch from cigarette smoking to vaping nicotine liquids. And consumers need flavors to be able to make that switch and stay switched. So that's really the critical public health difference. Now, you mentioned that there has been an outbreak of lung disease that has been tied to quote-unquote vaping. And that's what's really interesting here, because every bit of scientific evidence that we have points to vaping of THC, butane, hash oil contaminated with vitamin E acetate, which should never be heated and inhaled into the lungs. So the analogy, Greg, is needles can transmit HIV and hepatitis C, but we are right not to ban immunizations. Vaccines can save lives. Just because they have the same delivery method, a needle, and needles can be dangerous when they're contaminated or adulterated with something that you're injecting that's bad. Similarly, vaping devices, which heat a liquid, aerosolize it for inhalation, are not in and of themselves necessarily harmful. In fact, what we're finding is that millions of smokers around the world have used billions of nicotine e-cigarettes to stop smoking combustible cigarettes and are doing themselves a great deal of good. That's different from vaping a street drug that's contaminated and getting an acute lung illness from it. And the Trump administration fell for the scam that is vaping lung disease has anything to do with vaping nicotine. It's just the word vaping because it's a device and people don't fully understand it if they don't use them. But these are two very different stories. And the Mike Bloombergs of the world, the nanny staters who want to just ban all e-cigarettes, shockingly have been able to convert the president, a deregulatory president, because of this shell game that they've played. And I hope the president takes a moment to reflect on this and understands that the actual illnesses that took place that are very serious could have been prevented had the CDC not been playing this shell game and told us what they knew from the beginning, that it had nothing to do with e-cigarettes and everything to do with vaping street drugs from THC hash oil, and reverse this policy, which will harm consumers, adult smokers who are trying to quit. Yes, it's the place of the government to protect public health. Kids should never vape. They shouldn't vape THC. They shouldn't vape nicotine. Fortunately, the government does have the authority to crack down. It has banned the sales of e-cigarettes to minors, as it should have. But the FDA has done a poor job of enforcing that, and it needs to go back and do that rather than remove from the marketplace an entire category of products which have been helping adult smokers quit.
Jeff, when you talk about the street drugs versus the more mainstream vaping, where are people getting that? Is it literally from some guy they know, or is this actually available in some stores and consumers will have to figure out which one's the legit one and which one's not?
Most consumers know if they want to vape THC versus vape nicotine. Consumers who are using these products tend to know the differences and what they want, what drug they want to deliver. The people who are using THC are sometimes cigarette smokers. They sometimes also vape nicotine, but they're looking for THC. Former smokers who are trying to reduce their harm and get nicotine through an e-cigarette are not accidentally going out and buying THC oils. That is not what the problem is. The problem is that the government and the activists who are trying to persuade the government, and a really poor job of reporting in the media, part of a concerted campaign by activists who want to ban e-cigarettes by conflating these two very different issues. Now, the real danger here is that what's likely to happen if the president continues on this dangerous path and bans flavored e-cigarettes, nicotine e-cigarettes, we will do what we've done when we had the prohibition. We'll do what happened that caused this vaping illness situation. We force products underground in the black market. People will begin adding their own flavors, adulterating the products. That's what's dangerous. I work for the Consumer Choice Center. I'm a free market guy. I'm in favor of appropriate limited regulation, but that's not what this is. This is a draconian overreaction to a political campaign by the far left to ban nicotine e-cigarettes. It was a really disgusting effort. The media never asked, with some very few exceptions, didn't ask the hard questions, which is, why is it that the only people getting acute lung disease are getting it now all of a sudden, and they're not always vapors? They're not always e-cigarette vapors. They're using THC oil, and that yet all of the reporting talks about vaping in a generic term. That's bad reporting. So what we're doing is we're calling them out on it, and we're making sure that the public and regulators and legislators and the elected officials who need to answer to the voters understand that these are two very different stories. It was a shell game, and it's a very dangerous policy to take away these lower risk alternative to cigarettes that people who couldn't otherwise quit are now using to dramatically reduce their risk, all because of a concern about very real illnesses that had nothing to do with nicotine e-cigarettes.
Let me just clarify one thing. I think you've made it clear, but I just want to make sure everyone gets it. The products that are causing the damage, are they legal?
Most of the products that are causing the damage are THC, or almost all of them that we know of, are THC. Most of them are illegal. Some of them have been sold in states where marijuana is legal, but we have not been told yet, and that's part of the problem. We don't know if they're legal or not legal, or if they've been sold. Some of them have been sold in states where they're legal, like California, but we don't know if those actual products were legal. But certainly at a federal level, all of the THC products are illegal. The FDA has no regulatory authority over marijuana. That's DEA. That's why I think on all of these products, they need to be regulated. And we need to make sure that science is driving the regulation. And that's not the case on either of those topics right now.
Jeff, last 30 seconds. What do you ultimately think is going to happen here?
Well, I think we're going to have, if this plan does move forward, we're going to have smokers and former smokers who have two choices. They can go back to combustible cigarettes, which are deadly, or they can participate in the black market, which, as we've learned from the THC hash oil lung disease situation that's going on now, black markets are also dangerous. You know, the right is often accused of saying we don't want regulation. I want regulation. I want a permissive approach that follows the science so that consumers can make informed decisions and hopefully lower their risk. Right now, the Trump approach, which mirrors Mike Bloomberg's approach, makes no sense, is bad for industry, and most importantly, bad for consumers.
Jeff, we'll be watching. Thanks so much for your insights and helping to fill in the gaps of this story as it's been reported to date. Thanks very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Gregory.
Jeff Steyer, Senior Fellow at the Consumer Choice Center, also a policy advisor at the Heartland Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.